Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing with the third parak of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, HaMenamer es Sadehu v'shiyer kelachim lachim. If a person is harvesting his field, but how's he harvesting it? Menamer. He's harvesting it in patches. Namer is like a leopard with little spots. So a person's harvesting his field in patches. He's taking some of this, he's taking some of that. V'shiyer kelachim lachim. And what's he leaving? He's leaving the stalks that are moist, the stalks that are not yet ripe, that are not yet ready to be picked. So the question is this one peah? Is this two peahs? Taking them two separate times, is this considered like one field, or is this considered to be like two separate fields? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no same peah mikol echad ve'echad. Says Rabbi Akiva, he should take peah separately from each individual field. That if you're taking in two different stages at two different times, then they're like two different fields, and therefore you should look, you should separate peah separately first from the from that which you're taking right now, and then you'll separate peah later once you take the klachim lachim, the moist, the unripe stalks. The Chachamim Orim, and the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Me Echor al Hakol. No, says the Chachamim, one peah, it's all one type of crop, one type of food, and even though you're taking them in two stages, take one peah. He views this as one field, one cutting, and therefore one peah. Continues the Mishnah, Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, who said that it's one peah, would agree to Rabbi Akiva, who held that it's two peahs. Bizoreya Sheves O Chardal Bishlosha Mekomos. That if, let's say, a person is planting a dill or planting a chardal, is like mustard, in three separate places. He basically plants them in this type of a separate way. Shehu no sein peah mikol echad v'echad. Says the Mishnah that they would both agree, even the Chachamim would agree, that in a situation where you're planting this dill and the mustard in separate patches, you should take peah separately from each individual patch, from each individual section. Now, the Bartanura points out a few things. Number one, the reason why dill and mustard are pointed out separately over here is because they are items that are specifically planted in different patches, and therefore, if they're going to be planted in different patches, and therefore harvested, taken, gathered in different patches, therefore they all require their own separate peah. It's not one field. Each patch would be considered to be its own separate field. Now the Bartanur over here asks a very simple question. We learned in the first parak of peah that one of the requirements for peah is that it has to be something that is machniso l'kiyum. It's something that you can bring into your storage that won't become spoiled. Now vegetables, generally speaking, are not included in this obligation of peah because vegetables do get spoiled. Take a tomato into your storage container, it will spoil. Most vegetables, after a while, will spoil. So generally, peah is not required when it comes to vegetables. So why here are we talking about mustard or dill? So the Bartanura points out that mustard and dill are planted not for themselves, but they're planted for their seeds. And their seeds can be put into storage and they will not spoil and they'll be fine. So that's why the Mishnah gave us a case, discussed the case of dill and mustard. And in that case, because they're planted in patches, there we would require to want to separate peah for each individual patch. Continues the Mishnah with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachalik bitzolim lachim lashuk. If a person, let's say, plucks the moist onions, so he has a whole thing of onions, and he plucks the onions that are moist, lashuk, why? Because he wants to sell them, but he wants to take the dry onions to the threshing floor to use them, to collect them. Says the Mishnah, no sin peah le'elu la'atzman, ule'elu la'atzman. A person who is doing this, the farmer is doing this, should separate peah separately. If they have completely different purposes, different goals in why you're picking them, it's like two different fields, and therefore the peah should be separate. continues the Mishnah, v'chein ba'afunin, the same is true when it comes to chickpeas, v'chein bekerem, the same is true when it comes to like a vineyard, when you're taking grapes off a vineyard, the same thing. A lot of times we take we'll take some of the chickpeas or some of the moist onions, some of the grapes and so on for one purpose, to be sold into the shuk, because they're moist right now and they're ready to be sold. And other parts of the crop we're going to keep and we're going to use them for something else. So the Mishnah is teaching us the principle, the idea, that when they're being used for two separate purposes, for two separate things, they require two separate collections, two separate separations of peah. Continues the Mishnah, Hamedal. Medal refers to when a person has a lot of onions that is being planted in the field. But what happens sometimes is, in order for the onion to grow properly, we need to just like rip out some of the onion. We don't really want it. We don't really care about it. But we want it to sort of grow out into that space. Right now, there's too much cluster. It's sort of like if anyone's ever baked cookies, right? So sometimes if the cookies grow to be too big, then they're all going to mesh into each other, and it's all going to become one big cookie. That's not what you want. So you got to space them out a little bit. But you have all these onions that are going to grow, and they're all going to be, you know, mixed together, and it's not going to grow properly. So what a person does is he'll pluck out some of the onions, and he'll allow the rest to grow properly. So Hamedal, someone plucks out some of the onions to allow the rest of the onions to grow. So basically, he allows some onion, and then plucks some onion, and plucks some onion, and plucks to allow it to grow properly. Nosei min hamishoar amashashir. What should a person do? He gives peah from the onions that were remaining, that were left, that actually grew. You don't include peah in the calculation of that which we plucked out, because that was not garbage. That was not necessary. That was only taken out because we wanted to make room. So you would only take peah from the onions that are still there, that are growing properly. But if a person takes out some of them for one purpose and another for another purpose, he says, you know, this group of onions I'm going to sell, this group of onions I'm going to keep, and so on. Nosim min hamishar al hakol, then he should give peah from the entire amount of crop. Again, the only time that he wouldn't give peah from the entire crop is if part of it he really just threw away and he only picked it, he only harvested it, he only collected it. So that he would have room for the rest of the onions to grow. Have a great day.